The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testing, testing. Test, test, test. Testing, testing. Testicles, testing, testing. Testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29. And 20 dose of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, broadcast, gain cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleeves cast, and slay cast in that realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busses, hustles, and yahoes? It's your boy Papa Swole, back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beast Cast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everston K2, flexing on all you be. Alright fam, welcome to the show. It is Accountability Monday, which means we got awesome Swole Fam posts and brand new releases. Join the fam, SwoleNormousX.com, if you want to get access to all of the training programs, mobility, yoga, and so much more. We have over 400 yoga and mobility classes. We have tons of meditation sessions in our brain gains. We also have hundreds of master classes and individual workouts, Swollen 7 sessions, thousands of recipes, the elimination diet, everything you need to crush your seven pillars. Check us out, SwoleNormousX.com. That's SwoleNormousX.com. Let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, beaches? I said, are you ready, beaches? Fine. Let's get into today's episode. Here we go. Let's summon the Falcon and get today's potty started. Beaches, put your nips together and let's have a great show. No, Falcon. No, 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 Falcon. That's not the right one. No. The other one, we're opening, we're not giving it away. Falcon just wants some food. Falcon wants to end the show. Open, Falcon. Thank you, Freddie.
Thank you.
So fancy. Hashtag SwoleFam for a chance to win today's Swole card. Hashtag SwoleFam for a chance to win today's Swole card. Hold on one second. All right, let's get into it, fam. Are you ready for an amazing show? Why is that still on the screen? Oh, that's because I hit the button twice. So it's all good. Dun, 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 dun. Excellent. Let's get into the first Swole Fam post now.
What's in the box?
These messages from the Swole Fam are responses to the Swole text that I send out every single Sunday asking you, what are you promising to work on this week? I recommend, by the way, if you want to be inspired, if you're kind of hitting a wall, make sure you bookmark Monday's episodes. You can always go back and listen to ones in the past. Sure, that will be like an old merch release. It'll be something that we've released already. But the Swole Fam post, those are things that can always be impactful. Those are stories and things that are always going to be, tried and true. These are things that are you're always going to be maybe connecting with. Maybe someone made a promise to themselves and it's you this week, but they made it a month ago. So you can always go back and listen to a Accountability Monday episode. And that's something that you can use in order to stay focused for the week. So keep that in mind. Let's get into the first Swole Fam post.
What's
our response?
In the box?
This is from Swole Text. Again, members have access to Swole Text, SwoleNormousX.com. Join us. Aaron says, this week I'll be headed back home, which means more room for distraction. So my promise is to keep firm on my programming as I head into week four, even with the weights I have back home, and get to my actual gym while I'm there to continue week four. Good man. Good man. Love it, Aaron. Keep us posted. And going back home, got to stay focused. And especially if you're in school or if you're traveling or whatever it is, it's a change of pace. It's a change of routine, where you're sleeping at night. Remember, when it's a new place, not a new place, but when you haven't been sleeping there for a while, remember, it's hard to get a good night's rest sometimes. It depends on where you are. Maybe it's more relaxing for you. So just keep that in mind. It's a whole different experience. So you have to reset your body, right? I mean, there's so many things that go on in a household and, there's different mold spores in the air, even ones that are not going to be detrimental, but it's a different smell, different air, different humidity. Sometimes you go on a trip or you go visit family and then you're dehydrated or you just feel a little bit off. Like, these are all things that matter. And your brain doesn't really get a deep quality sleep right away sometimes, especially if you're in a hotel room and things like that, because you're always on edge. It's hard because you're just, it's this insecurity that we have in our DNA from millions of years of just self-preservation. So just keep that in mind. There's this kind of atmospheric potentially if you're going up into the mountains or down to sea level or whatever it is, but you just have to adjust. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Okay, Danny, and that's a real thing. People say, I don't sleep well if I'm not in my own bed. Well, that's a reason why. Yeah. Danny says, being more present in the moment, using breath work, brain gains, and being more self-aware. Good. That's always a practice. And like I always say, you don't have to go from zero to having a 30 minutes a day meditation session, because that could be overwhelming and a habit that you're not going to build. Just start with 5 minutes and it helps you tap into that more often. Debbie, to stay away from crap food, I did slip a bit. That is not a promise to yourself. That is vague. That is very likely to not succeed. Okay, please. When I say, how exactly will you execute this? That's not the answer. That's a short answer, Debbie. I'm holding you, your feet to the fire. I'm holding your nips to the fire, because that's vague. And that's the quickest way to make an excuse to do it again. Okay. Stay away from crap food. What does that mean? You don't need to stay away. You're not bringing it into your environment. You're not buying it. You're not around it. So why do you have to stay away from it? It's not there. Or is it? And if it is, why is it there? Get rid of it. Right? How are you going to stay away from crap food? What does that mean? Maybe instead of staying away from crap food, why don't you focus on the most nutritious food for your body? Why are you eating that shit? You don't have to stay away from crap food if you're focusing on quality food. All right. I'm serious. If I get like a sentence back, like, I'm going to do better, that ain't it. Diego says, just on regular cruise control before school starts in the summer, but that means getting the gym first thing in the morning every day. All right. A little vague, but I like it. Going to the gym first thing. What time? Are you going to prepare? How are you going to get ready to make sure that you go to the gym? How are you going to make sure that you can't fall off that? Again, if you're trying to set a quality habit, you need to make it impossible to not do it. You need to get rid of every single obstacle so you pretty much can't function without tripping over that new habit. All right, Katie, I start my new job this week. It has been so crazy since I gave notice at my old job. So with the new job this week, I want to make sure to meditate each day, at least 5 minutes, lift 2 times, and do mobility for my hips because I am having issues with my right piriformis/hip. There's a lot there. Lift two times. So maybe that's this week. Lift twice this week. Okay, I thought you were saying twice a day. And I'm like, you don't need to do that. Mobility for hips. Cool. Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot. So meditate each day at least 5 minutes. That's probably going to be enough. That lifting twice. In other words, I hope you accomplish this. The more things you focus on, the more things you're juggling, remember. But again, good focus, good things. And I hope you execute on that. So do mobility. Just make sure that you quantify that. What does doing mobility for your hips mean? Right? When does that occur? When are you doing it? How does that, again, how are you executing it? When I say how are you executing it, I don't need to know. I want to build muscle. So that means I'm going to lift weights. Yeah, no shit. I know how to build muscle. You know? So it's like, what does that mean? How means what are you going to do? Like what? I know you're lifting weights. So what does that mean? What workout are you doing? You're just going to do a random stuff. You're just going to go do some pushups, right? What does that mean? What does that mean? All right, Leslie. Again, these are all good things. Nothing that anyone ever responds with is like, that's a terrible idea. You shouldn't take care of yourself. But again, if you just say that, you're not defining anything. Like, what does that mean? What does success mean? Think about that. What does success mean? At the end of this week, you made a promise. Were you successful? What did you do to be successful? And then do those things. So those things is what I want. What are you doing so that's going to be a success at the end of the week? So think about it. At the end of the week, what are you going to want to be like? I did that this week and I feel great. Cool. What is that thing? How did you do it? And then do that. Work backwards. I'm promising to do a swollen seven. This is from Leslie. I'm promising to do a swollen seven every night before bed as the beginning of my wind down routine. Last week, I stumbled and fell off the wagon after doing swollen seven daily for 3 days straight. My daughter came down with pneumonia. Oh no. She's fine now, but she threw off my entire schedule, or it threw off my entire schedule. I'm confident moving it to the start of my bedtime routine and will help set it in stone. Also to note, the swollen seven cores are killer. Good. I'm glad you like it. The swollen seven cores are killer. They're delicious. They are absolutely delicious. All right, let's do another one. I love these posts. Nate says I had a bad accident in December, about lost my leg below the knee. Wow. I have used that as an excuse to do completely whatever the fuck I want. That has left me 40 pounds overweight in the worst shape of my adult life. I will no longer accept excuses. This week, I will get out of bed early, hit the gym, pushing my leg back to full strength and start the march back to life as it was meant to be. Nate, we salute you. Nate, we salute you. We salute you. Sorry to hear about your leg, but my God, glad to have you back and glad that you're pushing forward, my guy. Ricky said, getting all my exercises in, spreading them out over more days so they don't take as long, 5 days instead of three. So changing your training split. Good to hear. Riley says, this week I'm focusing on recovery and rest. Last week was a little crazy, having to travel for work and having multiple people in town. Oof, that can be brutal. I am proud of myself last week for getting 7 hours of sleep and for doing all my workouts as well. However, I am definitely still feeling a little drained, so this week we'll be winding down every night at 8 p.m. and including yin yoga 3 times this week before bed to help restore. That's what I like to hear. See, just more a specific plan. You know, and like I say, it's not like, hey, I sent out this text and you're like, I want to do better. I'm going to eat better. Yeah, I'm not criticizing your desire to do better, but what I want to do is this experiment. A lot of times when people set goals, right, they set goals that are too far away, that are abstract, like I want to lose fat. I want to not be obese. Okay, well, that might take years. It might take 5 years or a decade or something like that. You know, I've been lifting for over 20 years. I didn't get like this in a couple months, and I didn't have this mindset after a couple months. You know, this is something that's forged in steel over time. So by changing your life, changing your habits today, you know, think short term. You want it to be something that you can achieve. If you have a steak, and a lot of you like some steak, you like a nice juicy steak, right? Am I right? And you have that steak. Oh, cool. I just cooked it. I don't try to stuff the entire ribeye in my mouth or something like that. I can't. I couldn't if I wanted to. I mean, some people can, but I can't. All right. Some people put a lot of meat in their mouth. Let's be honest. But for the average person, you have to cut a piece off and chew it. Okay. Cut a piece off and chew it. You're not going to do it all at once. So you want to lose 200 pounds. Great. You're not going to make progress by trying to lose 200 pounds is my point. You're going to make progress by doing the habit that's going to help you lose 1 pound. And then the next week, another pound. And the next week, 2 pounds. And then the next week, half a pound. And the next week, maybe a quarter of a pound. And the next week, maybe 3 pounds. And the next week, maybe no pounds. And the next week, maybe a pound and a half. You know, it's maybe the next week you gain half a pound. Oh my God, it's all over. I'm getting fat again. It's like, calm the fuck down, right? Set proper habits, do it right, and you'll make progress consistently too. Robert, again, a great example of not being specific, but eating better, meal prepping. Okay. How are you going to meal prep? What does that mean? What does meal prepping mean? Does that mean cooking on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday? Does that mean cooking every day? What does eating better mean? Robert, come on now. What does that fucking mean? God, it's vague. Eating better. What does that mean? Eating better for most people is eating shitty for others. So I don't know what eating better means. So get specific. Get specific. All right, let's get into some releases. Fam, are you ready for some new releases? Get specific. These are members too. So I'm not here saying that Swole Fam members are perfect or every answer is perfect. And again, this is something you have to remind yourself. And who knows, maybe, you know, what's his name? Maybe Robert was driving and at a red light or something like that. And then, okay, typed it out. But again, if you're hearing this, that's a call to action for you, Robert, or anyone else that I tore your post apart, your response, to think about it. Okay, eating better. And meal prepping, what does that mean? That's a good point. I need to, you know, because you can meal prep in so many different ways. You could prep every morning. You could cook in the morning every day. Maybe the food that you make every day, you want to have eggs 3 times a day or something. And you're making it like light scramble or over easy. You're making them. Maybe you don't want eggs from 4 days ago. That's going to be gnarly. So maybe you want to make them every morning. You wake up early. That's your meditation. You like to cook, whatever it is. And you cook, boom, 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 boom. Then you get in the shower. Anyway, it works out every day. You have fresh food every day. Maybe that's your routine. Fine. I don't care. Maybe you're just so busy all week. You work triple shift and you're doing nuts for 4 or 5 days. And then you're like, I need to make all my moves. So you just, boom, you do a mass cooking on Sunday. You have all your food. Boom. Sunday night, you put them all in containers. You have the containers all laid out. But understand that that's a practice. You don't automatically know. And again, you're not going to have it. Like, meal prepping is a skill. Meal prepping is a talent. Being prepared is a skill. Being prepared is a habit. Being prepared is something you have to forge. I wasn't just always good at cooking food and having it ready. You learn like, oh shit, you bring your food someplace. Man, this sucks in this big container. I should put in smaller ones. Let me get some. Let me do that next time. Like, oh man, it's always a pain in the ass. Man, it sucks when I put my fork in like that. So then, okay, let me get something else. Oh, I can put in this other pouch and wrap it up. Like, okay, cool. You know, you just learn what you need and how much you eat and how much you have and what container works best. And oh, this cooler that I have sucks. So let me, you just learn. You learn what works best for you. Because you see people that have all this food ready and all this stuff. Like, oh my God, how do they do it? They have it all neatly, this, that, and the other. They weren't doing that from the start. Most people just make food and they fuck up and they forget something, or they wish they made it like that, or they made food a certain way. But then when they have to eat in their car, let's say they're driving somewhere and they just kind of take a couple bites at lights and it's a pain in the ass. And so they make their food differently so it's easier to eat, or they put in a different container, or they put it in a like a cup with a seal on it and they just kind of dump it in their mouth. I don't know. People do different things. I don't really care how you do it, but you have to learn how to do it. And that's going to be trial and error. And of course, nowadays, and I say nowadays, back in my day, we didn't have like, yeah, we had Tupperware and containers and stuff like that. But now they have all these, you guys, and especially ladies, everyone, there are so many bags, right? Like the 6-pack meals or something, whatever it's called. There's so many different companies that make bags that have, you know, women carry around these fucking duffel bag purses and stuff, but you could put all your stuff in it. And then in the bottom, there's a cooler area for food. You can put in Tupperware and stuff like that in the bottom. You have coolers that have all this organization and have everything you need. It's going to come with like forks and knives that, you know, slide into the side of the cooler. There are all these things and products that people make now that actually they optimize, and it'll solve the problem that myself and so many other people had to figure out, you know, step by step. Now they have products that solve the issues or have things ready for you that you don't even know you need. Oh, I need a napkin. It's like, oh shit, this has a napkin dispenser in the side. I didn't even fucking know that. Or it comes with a rag. Oh shit. Whatever. All right. You get the point? You got a lot of opportunity. So in other words, it's a practice. Being prepared is not just as simple as like, okay, I'll be prepared. Well, how do you prepare? You have to figure out what that preparation means for you. Maybe you're like, I need to cook my steak. I can't sit there and stand there with a pan or out there on a grill. I need to find a way. Let's say you're going to eat steak. I need to find a way to eat beef and stuff, that's going to be the easiest for me. Maybe sitting and grilling a ribeye is going to take too long or whatever it is. So maybe you chop it up and you do like a stir fry or however you cook your meat. Or let me do ground beef and patties and stuff like that in order to simplify it. Or, hey, if I get certain types of cutlets or whatever it is, I could put on a tray and put it in the oven and then I can shower while I'm doing that. And I can go and do other stuff. And then when I come out, it's cooked. It's the best way to cook 20 chicken breasts or steak or ground beef or little steak chunks or something like that. You'll find ways to make it more efficient. All right, first release, who's ready for a recipe? SwoleNormousX.com to get access to all the fucking epic shit. I'm telling you. What do we got? Does that make sense? You guys paying attention? Does that make sense? You guys turned on? You guys ready? Nips are hard?
Hi, puppy.
Oh, hello. Hello. Hi. Hi, everyone. We're ready? All right. Hashtag SwoleFam for a chance to win today's Swole card. Let's get into it. First, recipe.
What's in the box?
What is that? What we got for him, folks? What do we got for him? What's the first recipe? We drop new content every week inside SwoleNormous X. So three new recipes every week. So here it is. What is it? What is it? What we got? What is it? What is it? Cerny says chicken. Correct. It is chicken, but specifically what type of chicken? Shane says eggs. It's not eggs. It is chicken. We Rumble crushed it. Everyone's like chicken, chicken, chicken. Does it look like chicken? I guess it does. It is chicken. It is chicken. It is. Some of you love the fucking air fryers. Air fryer chicken wings. All right, gorillas. Gorillas.
I gave it a 10.
Who likes some chicken?
A 10. A fucking 10.
Who likes some chicken? Who likes it? You like? Do you like the chicken? All right. Air fryer chicken wings. Recipe now available inside SwoleNormous X. I'm zooming back in because I need to for the next one. Who's ready for the next one? What's it going to be? Ooh.
What's in the box?
Now, this is a tough one. This is a tough one because it's not a single thing. So sometimes you see like something zoomed in. You're like, all right, that's steak, that's fish, that's this. Or you have a confident, this kind of looks like there's different things in it. You know what I'm saying? So what we got here? Everyone's just saying chicken all the time. It's chicken. It is not chicken. Not chicken this time. Not chicken. Tis not chicken. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Something with pineapple. I don't know if that's a pineapple piece. I think you could put pineapple in this, conceivably. You could. It probably would actually be good. Nick says tropical cooked fish. I think that's the closest. Perlevo says shrimp. That is correct. So I'm impressed with Nick's thing. Tropical cooked fish. I guess it could be considered tropical. You got lemon or lime in there. Let me zoom out. This is a shrimp cocktail, fam. Shrimp cocktail. I don't think that's lemon. I mean, not lemon. It kind of looked like pineapple from the side, but I think it's just the yellowy avocado. But I'm sure you could put pineapple on that. Why not? Shrimp cocktail looks pretty good. No beef, though. Cerny says, any meat in there? Cerny with the meat.
Because dickens?
No meat. That's nice. You know, I'm not going to go out of my way and make that. But if Mama Swole you said, hey, I made a shrimp cocktail and it has that in it, like avocado and shrimp and stuff, I would have smashed. I'd smash. I'd absolutely fucking destroy. Oops. Let's go back. I want to zoom in because if I don't zoom in here, the next one's going to be zoomed out and then it's going to be, falls. You guys are pretty good. Pretty good guesses. Oh, let me move in. I don't want to get too close to the text because sometimes I'll zoom in and it's too low on the text and the next one's like, steak. Well, there it goes. All right, here we go. What's the next one? Oh, come on now. Come on now. Someone's going to get that. Someone's going to get
What's
that.
In the box?
Come on now. Come on.
Crucifixion. Come on, man. Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each.
Ooh, Dennis says, oh, I love this. SwoleNormous X plug. I love it. Dennis says, I've been trying recipes from the SwoleNormous X kitchen for my girlfriend. Join SwoleNormous X to better your relationship. Dude, good stuff. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, you learn how to cook. It gets you interested in it. And plus, it gives you more skills and more options and variety. And yeah, it's just... And plus, like, when you learn how to cook more, you learn how to make the things that you like. It doesn't mean that you need to have all the variety. You need to be a chef and be like doing all the stuff and flames on the grill and shit like that. It just means you know how to create the flavors and you know how to cook a steak. Like the more I cook steak, the better I cook steak. I thought I heard the front door. You see my point? So the more steak that you cook, the more often you cook steak, and the more that you practice, the better it's going to taste. And the better that, if I can make it better for me, I'm going to like it more. So your skill makes your own food better, even if you eat very specifically. You know, I eat very specific things. You know, I'm very consistent with what I eat. I'm very consistent with how I make things, but I've still gotten better and honed my skills more because, of course, when I'm cooking steaks and stuff, it's not always the same thickness. It's not always the same ratio of protein and fat. It's sometimes different cuts. And so you learn skills that can just make all your food taste better. You know, I think some people say like, I love cooking. Well, you have to do all these spices and be magical and have all this equipment. You just get better at making your food the way you like it. All right. People are saying damn shredded beef ribs, roast, shredded heaven. Something with meat. Very creative, fam. Something with meat. Yes, it is. This is beef. Oh, taking a trip to Chipotle for a second. Hold on a second. Let me zoom out. The zoom on my trackpad changes sometimes. I want to slide my fingers up, but sometimes I have to do like the little spread. Beef barbacoa. Aight. All right, fam-wise. Beef barbacoa. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. Little beef barbacoa. Hell yeah, motherfucker. Hell yeah. Little beef barbacoa. Shit, motherfucker. Shit. All right, fam. Let's get into a couple other releases. Now, we're going to kind of cruise through these. These are part of the Swole Studio. So if you're a member, you get access to hundreds. I think it's thousands. We have like over 400 yoga and mobility classes alone. So we have thousands of pieces of content in X. So we put a spotlight because there's so much stuff. Sometimes you just want to go in there and be like, I want to do a yoga class. I want to do a Swollen 7. I want to do a workout. I don't want to think. I'm traveling. Give me a workout. What are we? What's Poppin' the Fam featuring this week? So here is what we're featuring this week. Featured yoga class inside Swole Arm SX. And a lot of times these featured classes, sometimes we offer them as a free trial if you're new and you want to try a free class and stuff like that. So if you want to try a free class, you can find the link. Send us an email to team@swolenormous.com and we'll send you a link to a free class. But anyway, it's in the bios on, it's usually on the website. It's on Instagram. Like we have free class links in descriptions of the podcast. Probably we have them everywhere. So if you're not a member and you're interested, we got free classes and stuff floating all over the place. Featured yoga class, Express Detox Flow with our very own Rachel. Let's get some gorillas. Rachel, can I call you Raquel? Rachel, look at that rotation. Look at that twist. Very nice. And of course, the Express class is fantastic because it doesn't take a lot of time. You are able to get your yoga and your mobility in about 25, 30 minutes or so. Some of the Express classes, and it's hard sometimes because the instructors get so into it. Sometimes they go 35, 40 minutes. But usually I would say, what would you guys say for Express classes? Of course, it's not all literally going to be the same exact time, but what do you think? 25 to 35 minutes in general, I would say, for the vast majority of Express classes. And of course, if you want full class, you want 60, 70 minutes, we have those also. But, you know, about 30 minutes. Yeah, that's the ballpark. I try to say, you know, keep it around 30 minutes or so. All right, featured Swollen 7 is Swollen 7 Core Round 5, back in the original Swole Hole. Back in the original Swole Hole. Swollen 7 Core Round 5 Throwback. That's a great one. And of course, our feature workout this week is back with biceps pump. Hell yeah. So if you want to pull workout, go get your back and biceps. Back and biceps pump now available. All right. So, fam, we got something going on here. We have, a couple things going on. We'll do yoga in a second, but fam, this Thursday, Roundtable 68. More gorillas. America. Fuck yeah! America, Roundtable 68, Thursday, May 9th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, May 9th, 6 p.m. Roundtable. Are you ready? If you're not ready, well, you better get ready because it's going down this Thursday. May 9th, join the fam, SolarMissX.com, 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on that, and it's always a great time. So if you want to know what it's like to join the Swole fam, you not only get access to all the programs, right? We have unlimited access to everything. Like I said, the yoga studio, classes for beginners, for advanced, everything in between, prenatal, postnatal, kids yoga. You could do classes with your children. We have great instructionals there. We have all the recipes, the elimination diet, meditation, master classes. But we also have the community. The Swole fam is the best part of Swole Normous X. So we have the Telegram chat, Facebook, the Discord, the discussion board, Swole text. You know, we're always everywhere. And of course, in the chat on the Daily Swole every single day. So on the roundtables, twice a month, we have a call. We have a call through Zoom, and it's a great time, 6 to 8 p.m. And we just shoot the shit. We're always there, and it's a great time. They're hilarious. They're fun. They're insightful. They're sad. They're, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that comes up, and it's a great time. Great time. Great time. All right. So, yeah, and yeah, they're never boring. So roundtable was at 68. And by the way, we have all the other ones. So if you join, you're like, oh, this roundtable was great. I wish I was a member earlier because having this every 2 weeks would have been fantastic. You can go and listen to all of them. So we have all of them for later listening. You can go and check out any meeting or anything in the past that was private. You can go watch all the overtimes. You can catch all the overtime segments that we do every Friday. So you can go and watch all the exclusive uncensored content. You can listen to all the stuff. So that's the coolest part, is that you can always go, you join, you can catch up. You know, if you have long trips and you have long stuff and you just want conversations in the background, you know, check out some of the previous roundtables. All right, we got yoga and we got merch. All right, one merch this week. We kind of almost had two, but we have one that we're going to do next week. So one merch, one yoga. What do you want first? They want yoga first, right? Do you want yoga first? Who wants you? What do you guys want? What you want? What do you guys want here? What do you guys want? Are you ready? Are you ready? Who wants some yoga? Who wants some yoga? Who wants some yoga? Yoga, yoga. You guys are going to love this. You're already loving the yoga. Drum roll.
What's in the box?
Yoga for this week. Another class, fam. A new class every single week. We have Yin for Shoulders number 3. Oh, yeah. I know. I always ask, like, you guys want merch first? I'm always going to do the merch last anyway. Fam, Yin for Shoulders number 3. Damn. What a great class. What a great class. You know it's good. So not only do we have, like, I don't know, we might even have like 60 or 70 or 100 Yin classes. There's so many Yin classes. And so Yin is just very passive. It's what you see. Yin classes are literally you're laying there for 1, 2, 3, 4+ minutes in certain positions, allowing gravity to get into the deep fascial connective tissue. Really passive, great for the nervous system, great for cortisol levels, lowering them, lowering stress, right? It's just fantastic. So we have 3 other Yin for Shoulders. So this is great. You can do a Yin for Shoulders class. And oh, I love this one. It was fantastic. I went to the updates tab. Did a Yin for Shoulders. Is fantastic. Yin for Shoulders 3 was great, Alex. It was a great class. Go do Yin for Shoulders number 2. Yin for Shoulders number 1, right? You got so much. You got so much there. So the best part about Swole Normous X is when you find a class that you like, there's going to be 5 other ones, right? Oh, I love this hips and twists. Well, I mean, I'm just using an example. I don't know how many hips and twists there are, but it's like, oh, I love hips and twists. This class was great. Well, it's hips and twists number 1. Then you have hips and twists number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. It's usually a series because we're never going to have less classes. So what we do is, hey, what do we need more of? Oh, let's do a third one of the Yin for Shoulders. And we'll probably have another one in the future. You know, it's kind of whatever our instructors want to deliver and what they're passionate about doing. So it's always a lot of leeway with, because I want the best classes possible. So when Alex is doing a class, for example, you know, sometimes she'll be like, hey, what do we need more of in the studio? But it's also really, I want her to be like, all right, what class do you want to teach? So maybe if she's tight in her shoulders, she might be like, I want to teach a Yin for Shoulders because it benefits her. But then she's also passionate about it and she's really getting into it. So I want the classes recorded that the instructor wants to do because it's going to be the best class. And over time, we're going to have all sorts of different things. So I want it to always be like, what's the interest of the instructor in the moment? That way we get the best class. If there's something that we really need, like, hey, it'd be great if we did something for, it would be like, we need something for more, let's do a lower body one. We haven't done a lower body one in a while, let's just say. And then it could be a yin, it could be a vinyasa, it could be this. So there's a lot of open, we keep it like an open field in terms of what gets created. But as long as we have the variety over time, it doesn't matter. So super awesome. Yin for shoulders, number three. What a great class. Nasty. You could tell it's great. Look at the block. Love it. Love it. All right. Yin for shoulders, number three. Fam, who's ready for merch? And then we'll wrap up. You guys ready? Who's ready for merch? More applause. Let's go. Put your nips together. Hit that thumbs up button, fam. If you're watching on Rumble, hit the like button, subscribe, share the show with your friends. Today's show is unique because we do new releases. We read those specific Swole fan posts from the Swole text. And, you know, we're back to our normal show. It's not considered normal. There's nothing normal about this podcast, but we're back to our normal, quote unquote, normally scheduled content. All right, who's ready? Alabaster, merch, merch. I just see merch. You guys are like in the background, like, what should we do now? Merch, merch, merch. Wasn't it from Madagascar or something like mine, or Finding Nemo? You guys are just like, merch, 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 merch. That's what it sounds like. That's what I hear.
Just smile and wave, boys. Merch, 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 smile and wave.
Merch, merch. What should we do next? Merch, merch. I think you guys are just here. You're just here for merch. Should we even do other releases? Should it just be merch? I feel like I don't need to do another content. Just make merch. I'm like your slave, slaving away, jink, you know, slamming, fucking digging into stone. Make me merch. Chain around my neck.
They make me make all these awesome designs. I just can't. I just want to go to sleep. Just leave me alone. I don't want to have to.
All right, come on, fam. Who makes new? Where else do you get new designs every week? And I'm not talking about just new designs, but awesome fucking designs. All right, here we go. New merch, fam.
What's in the box?
Maybe you're a fan of classic movies. I know there's been new ones recently. Maybe you like King Kong, but I say fuck King Kong. Right now, we got Papa Kong. Let's go. Papa Kong. I gotta zoom in because it's pretty epic. Papa Kong, look at that. Look at that. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Papa Kong, go to the fucking gym. 20% off new releases over there at papasolio.com. We had the buy one, get one this past week, so we might be kicking that special back up again soon, so keep an eye out for it. But you always get 20% off new releases over at papasolio.com, link down below. And of course, if you're a Swole fam, you get 20% off the entire site with your special code. But super awesome design. Go to the fucking gym. Leave Papa Swolio. Papa Swolio as a gorilla. Look at that guy. Go to the fucking gym making gains. I look good as a gorilla. I make gorillas look good. What do you think? What do you think, Telegram chat? Merch me hard. Yeah. Yeah, those birds can be merched, Jim. That's a good design. That's a good design. I'm going to write that down. I kind of thought that. I'm like, that's a good design. What was that from? That was from Finding Nemo, right, I think? Or is it Madagascar? Yeah, whatever. Now let's go wait for a week. Did we release that? Oopsies. We aren't. We have a Godzilla. I think we had to tweak. I think I had to tweak it. Yeah, I thought did we release that? I thought we did. We have a. Anyway, it's coming. I thought we released it. We have like 7 or 10 or something that are like always being edited. Sometimes we sit on one for a while because we have other ones first. Finding Nemo. All right, so it's Finding Nemo. All these movies kind of sound the same. Super awesome. So go to the fucking gym. Papa Kong now available. papasolio.com. Fam, that's what I got for you. Roundtable this Thursday. Back to the regular Swole cast tomorrow. Awesome designs, awesome merch. Are you not entertained? Come on now.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Hi, puppy.
Amazing releases. Amazing releases. Yeah. Yeah. Sophie made it to the soundboard. Is a special Swole fam discount code on the homepage still? It should be. But anyway, you get 20% off site-wide. You can send us an email if you need it, but I'm not going to say it out loud. Don't drop it in the Rumble chat. It's only for members. Only for members. Diego says, glad it was Papa Kong and not Papa's dung. Well, I mean, Papa Kong has a massive dung. Oh, that's a new sound. That's a new dry mill gaining. Papa Kong has a massive dong. Yeah, well, I'll work that out. Papa Kong does have a massive dong, so don't get me wrong. Papa Kong is hung. Is absolutely hung.
Now, once you've had sex with a woman, she will naturally start to depend on you, okay? All women do this.
All right, it's too much. Fam, thank you so much for being here. We will see you tomorrow for 23. And oh my God, I got to remind you all, fam. Let's see. We're not doing anything really special. Maybe we'll have some kind of video throwback or something like that. We'll see. Not putting a pin on it or anything, but this Wednesday, day after tomorrow, was it 29/24, is May 8th, which means it is 8 years of the Swolecast. 8 years. I'm getting America for that one.
Boom shakalaka! Yeah.
8 years. So if you're new to the show, this is episode 2922. That's 2,922. And if you don't know, this is every day. Never missed a day. Never missed a day. Not one day off. Every single day, there's been an episode. Holidays, whatever, shit, anything. 8 days since May 8th. Actually, before. So 3 weeks before. So I said, I always tell this story. I did 3 weeks of every day at 12 noon Eastern time and then changed the name to Daily Swole. And then did the first episode on May 8th. So it was this kind of plus 3 weeks, plus 21 episodes. So, but started back from zero. So May 8th was the first official episode of the new Daily Swole. Yeah. 8 years. I know it's crazy. It's such a bodily function to do the show now. It's just shocking that it's 8 years. And every day too. It's not just like, hey, I've had a show Monday through Friday. Nope. Every day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. So imagine what you could do with that kind of consistency, right? Consistency like that with your training. Consistency like that with your nutrition. Consistency like that with your community. Consistency like that with your seven pillars. Think about that. What could you do? What could you accomplish with that consistency? Is that the only thing that I've done the past 8 years? No. But it was the foundation of everything else. I was doing that and dry mill gaining and YouTube videos and other things and other live streams and training and doing programs. And, you know, all that stuff started afterwards, right? You know, that started in 2016. And then, you know, the 90-day dash came out in February of 2017. And then all these other, you know, and so on and so forth. But you start with one center point and then you see what it takes you. It's good to have a vision. Some people have an idea of everything they want to do. I started and then I'll figure it out. It's exciting to kind of like see where it takes you and see where you want it to go. So consistency starts today, right? Accountability as fuck. Thank you, Beaches. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGeese, Deuce, McGoose. And if you want to access any of those updates, really simply log into your account and go to the updates tab. Again, SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. Peace, McGeese, Deuce, McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need Zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't left and they so mad, it's like...
Yeah, I found that young king with my crown at.